Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of the best aspects of Maryland's locally produced food is that it supports a wide variety of cuisines. Classic French, Czech, Indian curries, Czech, Mexican, Czech. And how about the cuisine of medieval Arabia? Well, Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, I happen to have a wonderful little book called Scheherazade's Feast by Habib Salum and Friends. And it actually researched ancient cooking ideas from the Middle East and adapted them to the modern kitchen. And sure, it's a lot of fun to look at.
Oh, yeah. And I think the food is lovely. I mean, I think you might have an idea of what you think it might be. Mm-hmm. I think it tends not to be exactly what you think it is. But the ingredients are all very familiar to us. They just use them in a lot of really interesting ways.
They do. Here's one that I really fell in love with, and I'm going to try it. It's called seared eggplant with walnuts.
Right.
And the author said, this may very well be the origin of baba ganoush.
Sure.
And as I tell you how it works, you'll see the resemblance. And what we're going to do is boil some eggplant and, you know, cut it up into cubes, and then we're going to drain it out after it's become tender and squeeze out the excess water. And we're going to put that eggplant in a bowl with some freshly ground walnuts and some vinegar, some olive oil, mix it up really well, and turn it out onto a flat surface. And we're going to make kind of a little patty out of it.
Yeah.
And we're going to And we're going to fry that on both sides and then cut it up into pieces. And we're going to finish it with some sesame seeds on top and some olive oil and maybe some lemon. And you can spread it on bread or just use it as a condiment.
Sure. And it's simple, like two or three, four ingredients tops.
That's right.
It becomes so flavorful when done right.
And this doesn't have tahini, which would have made it, you know, proper baba ganoush. But I guess that came along later.
Much later, right?
Here's one that just sounded really irresistible and very simple. It's yogurt and cucumber soup. Mm. And this sounds a lot like the India dish of raita. But it's very, very common across that whole belt of countries where they got some heat and they want to cool down. You mix some plain yogurt with a bit of salt and some chicken broth, and then you add some fresh herbs, fresh from your garden, or you go to the market and get some, things like chopped mint, chopped tarragon, chopped fennel greens, chopped thyme, you get the picture.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna peel a cucumber and scoop the seeds out and then do a really fine dice and stir that into the soup. And bingo, you know, refrigerate it, I think, always makes it taste better.
Yeah.
And finish it off with maybe a little chopped mint on top and
just
some lemon
like
juice.
Perfect, refreshing, easy dishes.
Yeah, very nice.
I think the cookbook's laid out really nicely, and I think the recipes are very easy to follow.
They are. He gives you the original one, and then and then the modern interpretation. The last one that caught my eye, because I love all the ingredients, is lentil stew with lamb and Swiss chard. And basically, we're going to cut up our lamb about a pound into small cubes, fry that up, and get some pan juices going. You're going to add some spices to that. And then some water, and you're going to start cooking your Swiss chard stalks. You're going to put the leaves aside, cook the stalks, they get tender, then you throw in some lentils and enough water to cook them, and you've built up a really nice stew. And then you can blanch the leaves and use them as a nice bed on a plate, and you put stew on top.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people use the stems from Swiss chard, but I find it very much like celery. I think it adds a lot to a dish, and if it's cooked right, it can be really good.
It really is, and it's always available throughout the summer.
Oh,
and
it's
also one of the prettiest of our greens, because the stalks come in all sorts.
We've been getting some gorgeous stuff from Big City Farms that they've been growing. That's just, the colors are unbelievable.
Well, we're going to put all of these recipes on the website. We hope you try them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.